On this 19th Sunday, we continue with the Bread of Life discourse from John's Gospel. At the beginning of today's passage, we read that the people listening to this discourse murmured about Jesus. They did so because he had been teaching them that he was the Bread of Life, who had come down from heaven. For some of his listeners, this was too much to accept. It was especially difficult for those who knew Jesus and his family from Nazareth. When Jesus became aware of their murmurs, he confronted them straight on, saying, "Stop murmuring among yourselves." He then doubled down on his teaching, taking it even further, telling them that whoever eats his flesh will live forever. Most of us make several journeys during our lifetime. Traveling any great distance is a journey and a good experience. For unfamiliar road trips, we consult a map or a GPS. We are all on a journey to God in the kingdom of heaven. God made everyone for the happiness of eternal life with himself. And the scriptures for today reveal much about the journey we all must take to God. Elijah was called by God to be a prophet for the chosen people who had gone far astray. Elijah learned that speaking God's truth about their sins and infidelity met with resistance and rejection. There was a price on his head, and he had to flee for his life. His unexpected new journey was far and difficult. Exhausted and discouraged, Elijah gave up. He even asked God to take his life. However, God said no through an angel. Elijah was to eat and drink the miraculous sustenance the angel set before him. It would sustain him for the long wilderness journey to God's special mountain. In the Gospel of John, Jesus teaches us that he is the sustenance for our journey to God. Unfortunately, many of his listeners were closed to what Jesus revealed. For success on our journey to God, we must listen to God. God sent us Jesus to teach us about God. Jesus is our instructor, our mentor, and our guide. However, we must first respond to God's grace, which points us to Jesus. So we must say yes to whatever God asks of us through Jesus and his gospel. Furthermore, when the journey becomes difficult, we must not give up like Elijah. The only way to continue is to be nourished with the food that Jesus gives to us. This food that Jesus gives to us is himself. He is the bread that truly has come down from heaven. He is the bread that feeds our souls for our journey to God. Moreover, this food is the body and blood of Jesus, which we receive at every Eucharist. It was offered to God on the cross at Calvary to make up for our sins and the sins of the world. It is tragic that millions in our world do not realize that their life must be journeyed to God. Instead, they pursue countless things that distract them and that they think they are important. They continue to miss the most important thing of all in their life. They do not know God or the ways of God. They worship themselves. They put themselves first before anything else. They worship the pseudo gods of wealth, sex, power, and the internet. Saint Paul speaks about today in his letter to the Ephesians that let us accept the challenge to become bread and drink for others. Let us recognize that Jesus, whom we consume in the Holy Eucharist, is actually God who assimilates us into his being, and we will become more like Jesus. The Eucharist challenges us to sacrifice ourselves for others as Christ has done for each one of us. Since the Holy Eucharist is the body and blood, together with the soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the sacrament increases our intimate union with Christ. The sacrament preserves, increases, and renews the sanctifying grace we received at baptism. The sacrament of Eucharist cleanses us of past sin and preserves us from future sins. The sacrament of Eucharist strengthens us the virtues of faith, hope, and charity in us. Only God can impart the deepest spiritual knowledge to us. For our part, we must listen, we must comprehend, we must accept, and we must believe. Doing so will produce the gift of faith within our human reason, and that faith will be our guide to the life of the fullness of grace, for which we pray especially in this Eucharist.